Okay, you mentioned the human clinical trials. Can you paint us a bit of a picture as to how those trials work? I mean, is it hard to get people to sign up to essentially be guinea pigs, or is usually that not so much of a big issue?
An 18-year-old health worker has developed blood clots after getting her COVID vaccine.
A frontline health worker hospitalised with blood clots days after getting his Pfizer jab.
A local man suffered blood clots as a result of getting the Pfizer vaccine.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration linking the jab to 8 more cases of blood clots.
As of last Thursday, they are looking into 18 cases of these blood clots likely linked to the vaccine.
With medical experts confirming the death of a Central Coast woman is likely linked to the jab.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration concluded last night her death is likely a result of the vaccine.
She died after developing blood clots. She had received a COVID vaccine.
A scare in Brisbane as Victoria launches Operation Mass Vaccination.
She has died after receiving a COVID vaccine.
Australians are being urged not to jump to conclusions over the death of a woman from blood clots after receiving the COVID vaccine.
The head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration is calling for calm following the deaths of two people in our state who received the COVID vaccine.
AFL players could get the sack under a new COVID vaccination policy announced by the league. Players and staff will need to be vaccinated by February 18 to participate in the first round next year.
Footballer in the Adelaide Crows Sandful squad has been struck down by a severe reaction to a COVID jab. Hannah Ford is at West Lakes. Hannah, the player's suffering from a rare side effect.
Mike, 7 News understands the player suffered from the side effect after receiving his first dose of the Pfizer vaccination. He was sent to hospital and diagnosed with pericarditis. Cardiologists have ordered him not to exercise for 3 months and to take medication.
So the pictures of him are, as I say, are worrying. Looks like he's been hooked up to an ECG machine testing his heartbeat.
Ollie wants to just watch this space at this stage. Nothing coming out of the Port Adelaide team this morning, Kane, over his subbing out of the game on Thursday night for nausea/heart reasons. He spent time in hospital and, yeah, it's just a big unknown as to when he will play again. It may be as soon as this week, but nothing coming out of the club at this stage.
Is there a lot of this going on in world sport at the moment?
Well, in the world.
World sport?
Yeah, I think
a lot of athletes have got these issues.
And are you, Brownie, referring to the booster shots and the
booster
contracting
shots, that's
of COVID?
Yeah, the word going around.
But it's not just the heart issues. I mean, like, you know, without delving into your private affairs, you know, you've got Bell's palsy at the moment, which hopefully you're on the back end of that. But there's a bit of that going around as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's got heart issues and Bell's palsy has gone through the roof since the boosters and COVID issues, so no doubt. And we had Michelangelo Ricci on AW on Friday night, and he said that Wines, there's a ward filled with people with similar symptoms in Adelaide to Ollie Wines. So nausea, heart issues. So there has to be something more to it.
Yeah, and just, we're not anti-vaxxers. We've all done our due diligence with our booster shots and all that sort of stuff. But there is going to have to be some study done on this, not just in a sporting sphere, but like a community.
Antonio hadn't been at the Birdwood Footy Club for long. It was during the season opener at Gumaraka Oval on Saturday. He was tackled to the ground and went into cardiac arrest. Antonio was rushed to the Royal Adelaide and pronounced dead less than 24 hours later.
That's a bit of a concern.
Rate up, concerns from the doctors.
Said he had chest pains, Voss.
Yeah.
That's what he told the trainers.
And look, you know, when you've witnessed things happen overseas football players have had gone into cardiac arrest on the field. It certainly would not be treated lightly. And you can see Harmay Saleh, all rugby league fans at the moment, wishing him the best.
Adelaide 36ers star Cam Bairstow has revealed that he was rushed to hospital mid-game last Friday due to a heart scare.
Bairstow's heartbeat became irregular after he was crunched in the second quarter, and after consulting with the team doctor, he was taken to hospital.
Thank you.
Apart from emergency medical care, there is literally no reason for you to leave your home. And if you were to leave your home and not be found there, you will have a very difficult time.
The 36-year-old was one of about 40 people protesting
on
against
a hippie
the coronavirus lockdown in the city yesterday
zombies.
Afternoon.
I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and she made me breakfast.
A woman dragged from her car by police at a checkpoint has told 7 News she
puked. She said, do you come from a land down under? Women glow and men blunder. Can you feel the thunder? I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and he made me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, do you come from a land down under? Where beer does flow and men inch under. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Slack-jaw man, not much to say. I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? No, no, because I come from the land of plenty. He said, do you come from a land down under? Can you hear the thunder? Oh, no, you better run, you better take cover. You better run, take
my view is we just need, offered any vaccine, please take it. I just think it's so vitally important for us as a nation that we're in the privileged position where we can be hesitant because we've done so well in coping with COVID in the last 12, 14 months. But, you know, I would encourage everybody out there, offered a vaccine, don't ask any questions, really, please take it.